I'm Pastor Paul Rogo, in case you came in late. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. If you're visiting my wife and family, we're members here with you at Trinity and part of the body of Christ here. It's a pleasure to be sharing God's word of promise with you today. And that comes from Genesis chapter 18 this morning. I'll read that to you now. Genesis 18, 1 to 14. And the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seas of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you. About this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. Grace, the undeserved and unending love, and peace, a wholeness, a shalom to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom nothing is impossible. Amen. The sermon text is from the reading I just read to you, the very promises of God, Genesis 18, which reads, Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. Will you pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Perhaps it was one of those nervous laughs. You know, when you hear something unexpected or surprising. Maybe it was one of those laughs of relief. You know, when you hear something you know that can't quite possibly happen. Or just maybe it was one of those full-on belly laughs that just shakes you to your core when you hear something absolutely hilarious. Whatever the case, it was meant to be a laugh that was kept to herself. No one would know that she had laughed. No one would know her true thoughts. No one would know her pain and torment. No one would know that she didn't believe it could be. No one would know that Sarah had laughed. No one. Except the Lord. Genesis 18, 10 through 12 reads, The Lord said, Surely I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. and Sarah was standing in the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?" Pleasure, delight. These two words do not describe what is the downtrodden life of old Sarah. Nobody knows her life. Nobody knows the uproar of being uprooted from Ur, hurried out from Haran, and building a new abode between Bethel and Ai. Nobody knows about foraging for food during a famine. Nobody knows about being sold off as a sister to the Sultan of Egypt. Nobody knows about hating Hagar for having a baby boy. Nobody knows how trying it is to trust when you've tried and tried and tried. Nobody knows how it feels to know your descendants will be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky and still be barren without a baby and wanting to die. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how our church struggles to change in order to channel through the challenges. Nobody knows how worthless I feel with my work. Nobody knows how I am picked on by piles of people. Nobody knows how nasty my neighbors are to me night after night. Nobody knows how my parents pressure me to perform. Nobody knows how my husband hurts me hour after hour. Nobody knows how my children chastise my charge over them. Nobody knows how this disease is disparaging my life day after day after day. Nobody knows that there are days that somehow death seems somehow delightful. Nobody knows how impossible my life is. Nobody. Nobody. Except Jesus, the Lord. Sarah thought that she had kept her laugh to herself. But Jesus knew. The Lord knew. Genesis 18, 13 and 14 says, "The Lord said to Abraham, 'Why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.'" Not only does Jesus hear Sarah's laugh, not only does Jesus know Sarah's life, but he has a question, a promise for Sarah and for all of us who think nobody knows. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Not a man who blamed it on the woman who gave me the fruit of the tree. Not a woman who blamed it on the snake, saying, "The serpent, he deceived me." Not a people whose every inclination of their heart was evil. Not a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. Not a people who forget, falter, and follow false gods. Not a king who kills, fornicates, and fabricates. And not a barren, laughing, 89-year-old woman. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Not a world made through him, yet it did not know him. Not a hillside of hundreds and even thousands helpless and harassed with hunger. Not a virgin birth, not a murderous king. not a rebellious earth, and not a city not longing to be gathered under wing. Not a legion of lepers, not a pack of prideful priests, not the lies of Lucifer, and not the laying low of the least, not a puncturing crown, not a pounding nail, not a piercing spear, and not a plank of wood. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Not a great big stone, not even death alone. Not going to hell and back, and not the devil's attack. Not the inability to see, not the religious leader's lies, not the persecutor's glee, and not the fib that the dead will never rise. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Hear the words of the angel Gabriel to Mary when told she will be the mother of the Messiah. Luke 1:35 to 37 proclaims, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing is impossible with God." Nothing. Hear Jesus' words of welcome for all to be saved in Luke 18:24 to 27. "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. Nothing is impossible with God." Nothing. Not resurrecting a once vibrant but now floundering congregation, not living in the Spirit, not reaching out to our community, not loving your wife, not honoring your husband, not caring for your children, not visiting the sick, not loving the dying, not following after Jesus, no matter what the cost. Nothing is impossible in Christ. And for 8-year-old Connor Long and his 6-year-old brother Caden, not even competing in a triathlon together is impossible. But you might think, that's pretty remarkable that two young boys would compete in a race in which they have to swim and bike and run, but that's far from impossible. But what you don't know is that Caden's normal way to get around is in his wheelchair. This 6-year-old has cerebral palsy. He struggles to walk and move normally. So how will this little boy compete in a race in which he has to swim, bike, and run, all the while struggling to walk as it is? Well, Caden's older brother Connor wanted to run and play with him. And he decided nothing is impossible. You see, while those triathlon participants swim by, Connor swims too, with a rope attached around his arm and wrist, which is attached to a raft behind him in which sits Caden. While the other people pedal by on their bikes, Connor pedals too, with a bike carrier behind him in which is sitting Caden, laughing and giggling all the way. And as they run across the finish line, Connor runs across that line too, pushing Caden in a jogging stroller, both smiling from ear to ear. People said these brothers would never run and play together. Connor and Caden said, "No way. Nothing is impossible in Christ." nothing. Our Lord will no longer let us believe that we must push on only through the pain, only harbor the heartache, never break free from narcotics, always acquiesce to abuse, and solely struggle with our sin. Because we hear that question, that wonderful promise once again. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Not forgiveness for forever fighting, not futures flushed away, not eternal emptiness, not dying dear ones, and not even a 90-year-old first-time mother named Sarah. Nothing is impossible in Christ. It's the message we have not only believed and taken to heart, it's the reality we live in our baptism, in Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing. Nothing is impossible in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.